Psalm 89. A Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the loyal love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, loyal love is built to last forever. In the heavens you established your faithfulness. For the Lord said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have made a promise to David my servant. Your descendants I will establish forever, and build your throne to last for all generations. Selah. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? God is greatly revered in the council of the holy ones, more awesome than all those who surround him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is a mighty one like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves surge, you calm them. You crushed Rahab as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your strong arm. The heavens are yours. The earth is also yours. The world and everything in it, you founded it all. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loyal love and faithfulness go before your face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful shout, those who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face. In your name they rejoice all day. In your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. Through your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your devoted ones. You declared, I will give help to the one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen among the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand will establish him. My arm also will strengthen him. The enemy will not exact tribute from him. The wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his adversaries before him, and strike down the ones who hate him. But my faithfulness and my loyal love will be with him. In my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, and his right hand over the rivers. He will cry out to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will retain my loyal love for him forever. My covenant with him will never cease. His descendants I will make to last forever, and his throne as long as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and refuse to walk in my regulations, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commands, then I will visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with lashes. But your loyal love I will not totally remove from him or betray my faithful promise. I will not break my covenant or alter the promise that has gone out of my lips. Once and for all I have promised by my holiness. I will not lie to David. His descendants will endure forever, and his throne as a sun before me. It will be established forever as the moon, and as the faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But you have abandoned and rejected him. You are furious with your anointed one. You have abhorred the covenant of your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dirt. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought down his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by the way plunder him. He has become a laughingstock to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Yes, you turned back the edge of his sword, and have not made him victorious in battle. You have made his splendor to cease, and have thrown down his throne to the ground. The days of his youth you have cut short. You have covered him with shame. Selah. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how brief my life is. For what emptiness you have created all human beings. What person is there that will live and not experience death? Who can deliver his own life from the power of Sheol? Selah. Lord, where is your former loyal love, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, Lord, the disgrace of your servants, how I bear in my heart the insults of so many people, by which your enemies have insulted, O Lord, by which they have insulted the footsteps of your anointed one. Praise be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Psalm 89.